Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is something we haven't talked about, but I've actually had a few of you reach out to ask me what this means. So a couple of you have been accused of faking it with your doctor. Not faking it in terms of sex, but faking it in terms of having a malady, needing a medication, a workers' comp injury. And so one of my listeners had asked, how do doctors know if you're faking it? And another one had been very frustrated because she was in pain and the doctor wouldn't give her pain medicine. And she's like, how do I not look like a drug addict when I'm having pain? So I think these are fantastic questions. Let's talk about this. I do disability exams for the state. And so we are asked to see if there's any what we call symptom magnification. We don't call it faking. We call it symptom magnification, where you are saying that, oh, this hurts when it doesn't, or you're magnifying, like, oh, it's so painful, and when it's only mildly painful. And I got to admit, that is probably the most challenging part of my job. It's not diagnosing you and figuring out your diagnosis. It's determining if you're cheating or not, because I really think that true hypochondriacs are rare, and that if you believe it hurts that much, it hurts. And so for somebody to go, oh, my God, I'm in pain. Oh, I'm doing all this dramatics. I think that person needs help, some sort of help. Maybe they don't need narcotics per se, but they need help. If they're going through all those dramatics to get whatever they need, then they obviously need some sort of help. And so some doctors are very quick to say you're faking it. Other doctors aren't. And so if, let's say we're looking at workers' comp, you'll have somebody that'll, let's say, slip and fall. Let's say it's a slip and fall. And they're having horrible, horrible pain. And here they are 8 months in, and they haven't recovered from their injury. And x-rays and all sorts of things show that everything's normal. There was never a fracture. Nobody blew a disc. Sometimes a doctor will say, look, we don't have objective findings to confirm their subjective complaints. That's a very nice way of saying, yeah, they could be faking it, right? But they don't want to say you're faking it. They just say, look, we don't have objective findings to verify what you're subjectively telling us. And so if the average person, and I'm not saying everybody is, needs to follow the same textbook, but if the average person would have long healed and every test in the book has shown that there's nothing wrong, then, a doctor will still offer something for that pain, but they probably won't do a narcotic. And in terms of compensation from the state, it'll vary. Compensation from states based on your workman's comp injuries is an art that they are still perfecting. And they don't want the average person falling at work and then getting millions and millions of dollars. On the other hand, they don't want somebody losing a leg and not getting enough compensation for that. So they try to make sure that those who really needed it, need it, get it, and those where it's questionable has at least another set of eyes figuring it out. So there'll be doctors that will see you saying, you don't even have a rating. I would say you're clear, discharge you, go back to work. And then the workers' comp will choose another doctor that's never met you to examine you and then give their opinion. And so you know, it's sometimes it works in your favor, sometimes it doesn't. Now, in terms of pain medication, this is something that has been driving a lot of anxiety in individuals. All right? They break an arm, and I'm seeing they're just getting ibuprofen. They're not getting pain medication for that. Or they have a horrible, horrible jaw pain, nerve exposed, and they can't get anything for pain, and they're miserable. And so they're either going to try to find, you know, a neighbor that they could buy stuff from, or they'll go to drinking or other ways to numb the pain. And that's scary. Nobody should fear, you know, that they won't be able to get pain control. But because of a few bad seeds and because of what's happening at the border and people overdosing and some doctors who screwed up and wrote tons of medications for money, now the average person fears not getting medication. So one person had asked, why would they accuse me of, you know, faking it? So this is interesting. Our dog had surgery on her other leg. She had torn her ligament. And my husband had taken the dog, after the dog was semi-healed, to see his father in Phoenix and had her carprofen, which is kind of like an ibuprofen, in the car in a bottle. Somebody broke into the truck and took her medicines. Now, when somebody said somebody stole my medicines, I believe them because they stole the dog's medicine. But when I told the vet, now that she was having another surgery, look, somebody stole my dog's last medicines. It's not narcotic. I go, I know it sounds like a drug, you know, a drug user, but I'm sorry. Somebody stole the medicines. I'm on the side of believing people because I think a lot of thefts are drug related. But then you better lock those drugs up. I mean, ibuprofen, really? A dog ibuprofen got stolen. There are people there that will steal drugs, steal prescriptions, because they think they're narcotics. And they'd rather take the risk and risk going to jail just to find a bottle of dog ibuprofen than to, you know, deal with the addiction. So when you say things like, oh, you know, the pills fell in the toilet, which has happened, or somebody else took my pills, or I lost them, or my purse got stolen, these things happen. My birth control got stolen when somebody took my purse. Thank God, but the doctor believed me. But if it's a common thing with you that you're losing medications, they may not believe you. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away. Here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one thing that I had advised patients to do when they were really getting anxious throughout COVID and all that, and they were having trouble controlling some of their anxiety, is I would ask them, what do you do for leisure? Right? Is it that you always have to hang out with the in-laws? Is it that you're watching the news? And the answer was both. Okay, so I'm like, well, yep. In-laws are nice, but if that's making you anxious, try to, you know, maybe go for a walk when they're over, or, you know, figure out some other ways to shield yourself from in-law discussions if you don't want to be talking to the in-laws. But another thing is the news. How much news do you watch? The news is always on. What do you mean the news is always on? Well, I put it on in the morning, so I know what's going on. Then at work, there's always the TV on at work, so the news is always on at work. And then when I come home, you know, the news is on, and, you know, we watch some of the shows, and I'm like, what? You know, do you ever get away from the news? Maybe that's what's making you anxious. Now, I think it's important for you to get your news. It's important for you to read the headlines so you understand what's going on, both local and national. But if you're just doing that all the time, that's hard to watch. You know, I have family and friends who suffered in this Hamas attack with hostages and one of the nieces being burned alive. We just found out that one of the hostages that the family thought was alive was actually beheaded after she was raped. And then, you know, you're seeing the war and the fighting and the hostages still aren't home. And, you know, you're worried about innocent people on both sides getting hurt. That, of course, you can't relax. And then the politics. That's got to be very stressful. Seeing that we may have another Trump-Biden election. The last election was a cluster and a half. I didn't get a mail-in ballot. Half my family didn't get mail-in ballots, and when I went to vote, they said I was purged from the system because I asked them to. I'm like, where did you get that? And I'm not saying that happened on purpose, but shenanigans, you know, or just mistakes, of course, happen in every election. And so you start to wonder, do the people running the elections have their acts together? If people aren't getting their mail-in ballots, and I think the mail-in ballots to the degree was a cluster and a half, it's perfect for the thousands that need them for proxy and that can't make it to the... But when you do that as the majority of way people vote, we were never prepared for that. And I still don't know how we're even preparing now. But for me, who wants to vote, didn't get a mail-in ballot, so when I go there in person, they say, sorry, we don't have you in the system. I've been voting here for so long. It means there's mistakes or something going on, whether it's on purpose or whether it's accidental. But it means that we don't have a system that's airtight. And with every election, you need 100% airtight. So, yeah, I'm a little anxious about the next election. I don't know if somebody's going to tell me that somebody purged me from the system again. Why would anybody purge Dr. Dahlia from the system? It makes no sense. Well, an interesting Gallup poll said U.S. attention to political news is starting to slip back. So after paying heightened attention to politics in 2020 and 2021, the percentage of Americans reporting they follow news about national politics very closely has dipped to 32%. Now, that's apparently a more normal reading for non-election years. Yet the public still continues to pay greater attention to politics than it did in the 90s and the early 2000s, when less than 30% were tuned in. Since 2006, the level of very close attention being paid to national political news has not fallen below 30%. Well, duh, it's because we have the internet. I mean, for me in the 90s, I was going to school. And I was working while going to medical school. So there would be the TV on. The only reason why I knew about the Monica Lewinsky thing and the only reason why I knew that O.J. Simpson trial was going on is because in the hospital, the patients had the TV on. So I could see what's going on, but I had no idea what was going on, you know, with football. Didn't know what was going on with the Cowboys. I mean, you know, I know Troy Aikman was doing a good job, but I didn't have time to watch. Now you have the internet. I'm blown away how my kids know the news. You know, I would have to wait till the 5:30 p.m. evening news to get news when I was growing up. Now, you could get news 24/7, you could get it on your phone. So, it's not the biggest shock that numbers are going up. The latest results are from Gallup's annual governance survey. It was conducted September 1 through the 23rd, prior to Congress passing a short-term federal government funding measure to avoid a government shutdown. The news attention question has been asked on the governance survey most years since 2001, with the exceptions of 2010 and 2022. And they have been doing surveys, I guess, since 1995. And they said 32% of people are paying very close attention, 41% follow national political news somewhat closely, 19% not too closely, and 8% not at all. So if you are having anxiety about the world, You know, you watching TV less help? The problem is, you know, when you have family overseas, it's hard not to. I would love to turn it off. Now, I'm in the media, so I have to. I have to know what's going on because I got to report on it the next day. But, you know, when there's a war, it's really hard to turn it off. You know, when things are happening, when there's a shooting, you know, I mean, luckily our phones get alerts. So if you're completely shut off to the news, hopefully you get an alert to lock down. But the thing I'm kind of concerned about is I think public officials are counting on that 68% that don't watch closely. Because laws will pass. And, like, for example, I think in my neck of the woods, some people have reached out going, what the hell is this? Apparently there's a law that every single animal of yours has to have a chip in them. Now, most animals do. We adopt ours, so all of them have chips in them. But there are many individuals who don't have that, nor have the money to do that. And all of a sudden, there's a law that went through. But they didn't know. So whether you're for it or against it, if you're like, what the hell is this? Who passed this law? Laws are being passed all the time without your input. They're supposed to make public announcements. You're supposed to be able to reach out, go to the hearings, but the average person doesn't. Now, the school board started to get attention. I've never seen school board hearings it was like primetime TV entertainment seeing these school board meetings. Wow. People were getting angry. And it's because parents are like, what the hell are you doing? Well, we had an open forum. And so you have some individuals that are like, look, there's doctors that do this for us. They're like, look, guys, I'll watch out for you. And I'm like, thank you, because I don't know what the hell they're passing. And there have been some laws that they try to sneak in and pass on a Friday when nobody knows. And then all of a sudden we get a message in the middle of the night saying, hey, guys, this is what they're going to be doing at 8 a.m. And then everybody's scrambling to try to get to the city hall. So if there's anything important to you, make sure you get those alerts. There's a way to filter, although you got to be careful because sometimes it'll purposely miss you if they want it to miss you. But if there's something that could really affect you, make sure you allow those alerts and make sure you look it up and know what's going on. I would just every now and then, and I know it's hard to read, but look at what your state's trying to do. And I know a lot of people think, well, one person can't say much. It's amazing what you could do. If there's something going down and you post it on social media and say, hey, guys, I don't know what this is. Can you please share and get some input? That'll definitely rile things up. A lot of these posts that go viral are from individuals, and you don't even have to pick a side. You can say, hey, guys, I'm not sure what this means. You know, just, you know, I'd like to hear what the pros and cons. And then if it's something that needs to be addressed, I'm sure somebody's going to get their butt up there to City Hall. But if you are anxious and depressed and news is doing that to you, you don't need it. You really don't. Okay? Life is too short. And I don't want to think that my whole life was being spent, you know, dealing with what Biden's been doing or what Trump case is happening next. I got bigger fish to fry. But keep in mind that people who tune out are the ones that are the most surprised by when some of the poop goes down. So you want to make sure you're aware and at least can have a say. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The United Auto Workers strike is over after 6 weeks as the union reached a tentative agreement with GM. This follows prior agreements with Stellantis and Ford, marking a resolution with all of Detroit's major automakers. The newly proposed deals encompass enhanced wages and benefits, a reduction of time to reach top wages from 8 to 3 years, and the provision for the right to strike in case of plant closures. Ratification by union members is now needed. The Bureau of Labor is reporting that Halloween candy costs are up 13% this year. Candy is more expensive due to rising costs of ingredients, labor, and transportation. The World Series resumes in Phoenix tonight. The series between the Texas Rangers and Arizona Diamondbacks is tied at one game apiece. Tim Berg, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, it's Halloween. I love Halloween. I am so glad we are celebrating Halloween. But the big elephant in the room is we're going to have Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. And in January, as a physician, I can't stand January. I really dislike the month of January. I never want the holidays to end. Because in January, people are depressed. And they say, well, I'm going to lose weight. It's going to be my New Year's resolution. I'm going to lose weight. And then they fail. And then they're miserable. And so what I've told you guys to do is start early. then you'll be less depressed in January. So, some of us are going to be trick-or-treating tomorrow night. I can't wait. I love to go trick-or-treating. Yes, even as an adult. And so, one thing that I think has really, really helped me is my Apple Watch. I love pedometers, but some of the original pedometers I bought didn't work that well. You know, they'd be, you know, connected to my jeans, and I'm like, I don't think they got my steps right, because you would test them. And the Apple Watch, I guess you could shake your arms and you could change the steps, but I got to admit, it's doing better. Our Apple Watches are doing better these days. And I love the idea that I could set myself goals on how much exercise I want to do. And I might think I did a really good workout. And then when I look at my steps or I look at my workout goals, I still have a little more to go. So I'm like, you know what? I'll take the dog out for another walk. Or I'll do another run. Or I'll do another something. So people keep asking, how many steps should you do a day? Let's say you can't go running. Let's say you can't go to the gym, but you walk. I love it. If you walk every day, I think that's fantastic. Walking is fantastic. How many steps? Well, the 10,000 step number was a marketing ploy back in the 60s during the Japan Olympics. And I forget the name of the company, but it was a pedometer brand that said you need 10,000 steps a day to have healthy benefits. There was no basis for science, but people liked it and it worked. So we've been doing this 10,000 steps a day, and only until recently we've been like, guys, that's really not science-based. Well, now scientists are trying to figure out, well, what is based? How many steps a day do you need? Well, it depends on what your goal is. If your goal is to lose weight, you probably need to be doing 10 to 20,000 and then some. But if your goal is to avoid early death, they said all you need is less than 3,000 steps a day. They said 10,000 steps a day, no longer the sweet spot. They say walking 2,700 steps a day or 1.2 miles is enough to lower the chance of dying young or suffering from heart attacks or strokes. If you hate 8,700 a day, you could reduce the risk back to 60%. They say the findings provide simple and concrete targets for the number of daily steps. Now, these are from scientists from Spain. They analyzed 12 studies involving 110,000 people. And they think if you do at least 2,700, you'll be good. If you could get up to 8,700, you'll be very good. Now, the team was led by researchers from the University of Granada in Spain. They reviewed 12 international studies which assessed the effect of daily steps on mortality from all causes and more than 110,000 participants. Results were published in the Journal of American College of Cardiology, and it showed that people who walked 2,517 steps per day had an 8% lower risk of dying early compared to those who only walked 2,000 steps a day. Hitting 2,735 squashed the risk of suffering from cardiovascular disease by 11%. Those who walked more found better risk. If you went up to 8,763, you slashed your risk by 60%. Now, some of you are like, all right, good. I could quit my workouts. No, you can't. Okay, I'm telling you right now, on the days that I worked a lot and I was on the radio a lot, and then I saw patients, and I basically felt like I sat too much, I didn't work out, I'll be at 3,000 steps, maybe 5,000 steps, and I still feel awful. I'm like, no, I didn't get a workout in, no, didn't work for me. And so, I don't, to me, if my pedometer says anything under 6,000, that was a bad day for me with exercise. And I noticed I start gaining some weight. So it's still very personal and individualized. And another thing I need to kind of break to you guys is when I have individuals, usually women, who would tell me they can't lose weight, you know, but gosh, they walk a lot. They have 20,000 steps on their pedometer every day because of work. Now, how do I explain that, why they didn't work, why they haven't lost weight? Well, sometimes the body gets used to it. If you're putting in 20,000 steps a day at work and you're not losing weight, then your body's either used to that, it could still be your eating habits, or you're still sitting too long during your day that's negating some of those effects. And that kills me too, because they're actually putting in 20,000 steps a day. But what if some of those steps are their arm raising? You know, my Apple Watch is on my left hand. I'm right-handed. But what if I was grabbing things with my left hand? If you're grabbing things with your left hand, it's going to be raising that as well. Now, I love the fact that you're moving, but, you know, what you need to do is you need to find what works for you. But don't quit if something doesn't. So if, let's say, you tried Weight Watchers and it's not working, don't quit all diets. Then try the Mediterranean diet or the new portfolio diet where you add more vegetables to your portfolio and more fiber. You know, then maybe try Jenny Craig. Or, you know, I remember in the 80s, the grapefruit diet worked. But then again, in the 80s, with my metabolism, anything worked. But, you know, we just don't give up. And now some people could say, well, you know what, I'm just going to keep walking, I'll work 30,000 steps. Now, again, don't overdo it. You don't want to hurt your knee. You don't want to hurt your hip. That's my problem. I get so pumped up to exercise, I'm like, to hell with it. I am going to punch this out. I'm going to do my all 150 minutes of exercise in one day. You know how they recommend 150 minutes of exercise in a week? I don't like to do it once a week. I really notice, for me, I know I need to exercise every day. If I start skipping days, I'll start gaining weight. For me, I have to go every single day exercising. Even on Sunday, I'll let football play and I'll jump on the treadmill. I just have to do something every day. If not, I start gaining weight. You know, but for some of you that are like, well, I got knee issues, I got arm issues. Okay, well then, you know, if your left knee hurts, then maybe figure out how to cycle with your right knee. Or do some upper arms. Or do some yoga. Or do some stretches or some Pilates. You know, you're going to have to figure out how to keep moving. If you look at all these studies, what's the common denominator? The common denominator is moving. You got to keep moving. And we're very sedentary now because of our computers. Because of our TV. Stand-up desks are fantastic. But it's not easy for me to do reports or see patients standing up all the time. So you need to figure out what makes it work for you. And if you don't have an Apple Watch or a pedometer or something like that, this would be a good time with Christmas coming. By the way, look at the prices now. Okay, just in case, I don't want you paying high price when it's Black Friday. Because a lot of times that's when prices go up rather than going down. But I would, you know, seriously consider some sort of pedometer or some sort of exercise monitor. If you want to use an app, that's fine too. These apps might work as well. I think that's great. Just whatever gets you into it. And a lot of times, get a buddy. Having a workout friend is really motivating. And then throw awards in there, where if you guys hit your goal, you guys get to do something fun. 1-877-DELLY, don't go away.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's been a lot of debate on female athlete safety when it comes to transgender athletes being in their competitions, in their locker rooms, and many advocates for transgender openness and progressiveness in women's sports say, look, if it's an issue, have doors on the bathroom, doors on the stalls. There's a couple other issues at play. And so we're being told that at a jiu-jitsu tournament, there are female martial artists that are dropping out because they are fearing for their safety because they do not want to be forced to fight a transgender woman at competitions. So several women have boycotted this competition in October, saying they were not warned they would be fighting transgender women in recent months. So this has now forced the world's largest grappling association, the North American Grappling Association, to change its transgender policy on October 28th. Female athletes have spoken out over the past few months about feeling sincerely scared fighting transgender women. Professional martial artist Jaden Alexander said she was left devastated after fighting a transgender woman in July and had self-excluded from future competitions to avoid fighting them again. She said the experience was horrible and scary. I was absolutely in fight-or-flight mode, and as a seasoned competitor, I can honestly say I've never been there mentally before a match. In the upcoming months, she said, when I went to compete again, I had to self-exclude from a World Series of Jiu-Jitsu and from a women's absolute bracket at a NAGA, N-A-G-A, to avoid competing with not one but two trans male athletes. So over the summer, videos of female competitors fighting transgender challengers went viral, sparked outcries over fairness and safety. Some noted the transgender participants were much heavier than the female opponents. Since then, the National Association has changed its stance on transgender competitors. The policy has stated, according to Daily Mail, that women would not be forced to compete against transgender fighters, but several women said that isn't the case, and they boycotted the tournament in Georgia. At that event, one of the transgender women, Carissa Griffith, took home 4 gold medals. Another transgender competitor, Cordelia Gregory, placed 2nd in the tournament. And Miss Alexander did not want to speak out because she didn't want to be labeled transphobic. She said the simple fact of the matter is that men signing up in a combat sport to fight women is absolutely unacceptable. We don't deserve to have to self-exclude from competitions to avoid fighting men. She says, we deserve for there to be rules and regulations put into place that keep us safe and protect us from these situations happening in the first place. So, you know, this is something that is a, you know, it is a, you know, I get the controversy. What I don't get is how you can't support the LGBTQA+ community without bringing up common sense when it comes to there's a safety issue with girls and biological males doing combat sports. And, you know, there's a reason why we separated girls and guys in bathrooms, in PE, in dorms. And so, you know, and I have, you know, extended family member who is transgender. I've had patients who are transgender. They're angels. They wouldn't hurt a flea. But now that there's opportunity for people to make money, for people to get fame, for people to get gold medals, we're hearing a huge, huge jump in athletes that are leaving their men's competition to female. And maybe they do want to be transgender. Maybe they really are truly transgender. But what happens when you have a female and a male, you know, grappling or boxing, or, you know, how does that work? We've separated, and you know, people say, well, you know, women want equal rights, so they have to admit that they're not equal to men. Nobody is trying to say that a woman is equal in genetics, in chromosomes, in sexual organs to a man. Equality is if you're both doing the exact same job, you both get paid the same. Period. But if somebody's taking off extra hours, no, they shouldn't get paid the same. Equal work for equal pay. That's, again, a common sense thing. If you're working less, you make less. If you're working more, you make more. But in terms of, you know, the sports, and in terms of, you know, the male physique has changes, certain change differences in the muscle structure, in the bone structure, which is why we've always seen male and female athletes compete separately in Olympics, in swimming. Their times are different. Their height, their strength, their width, their muscle mass. And, you know, it's a no-brainer. And you can be very pro helping people with gender dysmorphic disorder, be very, you know, supportive of your LGBTQ, A+, friends and family members. And the funny thing is many people of that community agree that there's an unfair advantage. You know, if people are blaming the LGBTQ, A+ community for a lot of our debates that we're having. And the average person who's LGBTQ, A+I is not necessarily condoning a woman and a male having to compete and fight each other, and that it's being safe. And so what happens is they're trying to make rules, they're trying to break this mold of male and female, and they're starting to see, well, wait a second here, and they're shooting themselves in the foot. And I want safety. I want people feeling like, you know, if you want to be transgender, I think that's fantastic, but and good for you. But, you know, if it's going to involve somebody else's safety, right, there has to be rules. And the funny thing is the average transgender individual wants it private. If you really look at the definition of gender dysphoria, it's an individual who looks at their body going, this isn't my body. I'm in the wrong body. And they don't want the whole world knowing they transitioned. They want the world to see them the way they see them. As Lisa. Or as Bob. They change their name. And they try to be very private about it because it's private to them. And so, you know, it frustrates me that I think there's a group of individuals that don't necessarily belong to the community that are kind of causing a lot of this debate and discord and divide when it doesn't have to be. And so, you know, these cases of sports, it's not just about, well, you know what, you stay in your lane, I'll stay in mine. Many sports involve mixed teams. Look at what happened with that transgender individual who hit a ball and it struck a girl in her head and knocked it out. Now, that could have happened with a cis female too. But girls playing with boys incur more injuries. That's why parents are always separating them. And even though we're going to call them transgender females and we're not calling them boys, if they're biological male, we have to understand that there could be some safety issues. And when an athlete is willing to give up her chance for gold to protect her from head trauma, something has to be addressed. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.